Booze and Brew 6th Annual Event is coming up on Thursday night, right next door to us at Iron Spike here in downtown Galesburg. Good morning. It is 8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Joining us to talk about Discovery Depot Children's Museum and some events coming up is the Executive Director, Denise Bradburn. Denise, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Well, thank you.
Sun's shining.
Oh, that is a good thing. It's so nice to see that after yesterday. My goodness. We've gotten way too much rain. I can do without all that.
Yeah, especially one day.
Yeah. Better rain than snow, I guess, though, right? Which is probably not far off. Anyway, well, big event coming up, of course, Halloween on the way, and this is a big, big fundraising event for Discovery Depot Children's Museum Thursday night. 6th annual event already? Can you believe that?
Yes. It's a
My goodness.
It's had quite a successful run, so
yeah.
You're bringing it back.
Yep, so Thursday night at Iron Spike. Well, let's first off talk about the fundraising event and how people can help out and participate and come have some fun.
Absolutely. So this is our 6th annual event in cooperation with Iron Spike and G&M Distributors. It's a craft beer sampling and wine sampling event that you get those samples with your tickets. The tickets are $25. You can buy them at the door or at Iron Spike or Discovery Depot this week. And the event is a competitive event as well. We have guest bartenders this year. We have our tourism folks out from the Welcome Center are coming in and competing, and we have a bunch of firefighters.
Oh, cool.
So we're excited to have those groups of people in to do some competitive.
Well, it's perfect. They have the pole right there, too, that
they
can slide down or
they
whatever.
They
do. Denise Bradburn, Executive Director of Discovery Depot Children's Museum. Booze and Brews is coming up on Thursday night. So how can you get your tickets in advance?
Tickets are at Iron Spike. They are also at Discovery Depot. You can call into the museum. And we can set those aside for you and have them at the door, or you can pay at the door that evening. The event runs 5 to 9 p.m. We also have an auction that will be going on simultaneously, and that is at 32 Auctions website, and we can also have that up on our Facebook page available to folks, too.
Okay, so that's all. It's kind of Thursday night, some raffles as well, and all kind of ways you can help out. And let's talk about people wonder, it's like, okay, well, you're a museum, you're public, you get funding from the government and the city. No. That's not the case with Discovery Depot. It is a private entity, and thus you have to provide your own funding, and this is one of those events that really helps keep things going at this museum.
Yes, we are a private nonprofit, so we do not receive tax dollars to operate. We do rely upon fundraisers, donors, grants for about 40% of our revenue when we're operating in a non-COVID year. This COVID obviously had a hard impact on the museum, so we're having to rely a little bit more heavily on our fundraisers, donors, grants, sponsorships, those types of things. As the revenue through the door, people, the traffic slowed down, of course, and when we were closed. So we are relying more on the generosity of our community to keep the museum going as we weather through the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, and that was such a tough thing for you because everything is interactive there and everything is hands-on for the kids, as it should be and needs to be. That's how they learn, and they're having fun at the same time. So that was such a tough thing to not be able to, even for a while, to even have the kids in there, number one, but then, you know, trying to get them back in, which it sounds like we're starting to come around a little bit now.
Yes, the museum had an awesome summer, and we were closed on Sundays in the month of September, and now we're open on Sundays. Again, I was in Sunday afternoon, and we had quite a good group of visitors in, so we're anxious to be open up 6 days a week and return back more to normal.
And you've always got things going on just about every weekend, different kind of events. In fact, coming up this weekend, mini potpourri pine cones. So it's like you get to do kind of craft and crafting with pine cones and making, I guess, decorations out of them. Is
yes.
that right?
Yep, absolutely. So Growing Up Green is one of the programs that we do monthly that kind of looks at how to recycle things or use things from our environment. So that class is being offered this weekend at the museum.
So you pay your admission to get in, then it just costs you $1 for the class.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a really cool thing. You know, speaking of admission, there are so many different ways to do this. If you're a person, a parent or grandparent, and you have kids and you go consistently or want to go consistently, which is a great thing because there's so much, you know, the kids can find something different each time they go and the different classes and things. You can get memberships as well.
Yes, we have memberships that are for family, grandparents. We, of course, have the ACM memberships, where you buy it at Discovery Depot, come in free all year. But then if you want to go to Peoria Playhouse or the Magic House in St. Louis, your admissions would be half price, which is a substantial savings, especially when you get to those larger urban areas.
Yeah, absolutely. Magic House is really cool, by the way. Haven't been there for a long, long time. I have to get back there again. But so is Discovery Depot Children's Museum. There. So, and every time I go, I have fun, too. There's some really, really cool things in there. I can't fit in most of them, but there's some really fun, cool things, and it's fun to watch the kids, the fun they're having, and watch them learn as they're there as well.
Absolutely. I do want to say that, Magic House is one of those museums that Discovery Depot gets compared to a lot of times.
Yeah.
Sort of like a little Magic House here in mid-central Illinois.
So. Absolutely, yeah. Yep, absolutely. So the Booze and Brews event, fundraising event, beer and wine tasting event at Iron Spike is a sixth annual event coming up on Thursday evening. Again, tickets $25 in advance. It includes your beer and wine samples. There's going to be raffles and auction items. Some competitive bartending going on. You can tip to vote for your favorite of the bartenders. The other great thing is that you get all kind of help, and you've got, I know, some sponsors and businesses locally that really help out with the Discovery Depot.
We do. We have corporate sponsors this year. Those are G&M Distributors, Blick Art, F&M Bank, and OSF Healthcare. So we do have some great support that just help with the day-in and day-out operations of the museum. I will say, for Booze and Brews, the auction that will be on our Facebook page today has Blackhawk tickets.
Okay.
Great seats, four tickets to the Blackhawks. We also have some great tickets to the Iowa-Illinois game that's coming up. And right. Iowa's coming off hot their win last week. And so
still has a team.
Right. So we have an Iowa-Illinois football package, okay, including an overnight opportunity in Iowa City at the new Hyatt Place downtown. We have Illinois game tickets, just lots of fall-themed sports events that are going to be up on our auction platform.
All right. And again, so you'll be able to find that online, both on your website or not,
well,
or on the Facebook page?
Our website
page
is under construction.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
our Facebook page will have it, and
okay,
our Instagram account. Yep.
Okay, perfect. So you can get involved and bid on some auction items, even if you can't be there. If you can be there, that would be great on Thursday evening. Not the only thing going on. Also, Halloween-related, coming up on Saturday, the 30th, Halloween Hoopla. There's going to be a lot of fun stuff to go on that day as well. Talk about that event.
Yes, Halloween Hoopla is a returning event to the museum. Last year it was a ticketed event with timed entries. This year we're at full capacity, so we're expecting a great crowd. We are piggybacking on the back of Treat Street. So we love Treat Street, and if you're going to be participating in that, I believe that ends around 1 p.m., and the hoopla starts at 3 o'clock in the museum. So there is trick-or-treating within the museum. There's a mad scientist lab with some really fun science experiments. There'll be a photo booth opportunity, carnival games, feasts with the witches, all kinds of fun things. Rain or shine, we'll be participating in this event.
Just $3 for members, $5 for non-members. Nothing, no cost to the parents for this event. Really, really cool. And you mentioned the photo ops, pumpkin patch photo ops.
Yep, pumpkin patch. And the new pumpkin patch outside of Knoxville, Prairie Moon Farms, donates mm-hmm. all of the pumpkins so that they can make a nice little area for photos.
Yeah, so many wonderful things going on. Always.
And Hy-Vee sponsors this event for us, both of the Hy-Vees.
Yeah, very good. So just always so many things going on. So the website's under construction right now, but you'll have that back up and running. But if people follow, like I said, your Facebook page, Instagram, all these events you have going on, you can also find them on our community calendar on our website at WGIL.com. But just always, there's not a week, it seems like, that there's not some sort of event or, class or something for kids to participate in other than everything else that goes on at Discovery Depot.
Absolutely. We have things from infant massage, prenatal and infant massage, to birth to three programs, all the way up to homeschool programs, engineering programs for those older upper elementary students. So we have the whole gamut of different areas and topics, age ranges. You just have to follow us on social media. And also our new website will be up and running in about a month. And so all of those will be so much more easily accessible on our new website.
Discovery Depot Children's Museum. Denise Bradburn is the executive director. Booze and Brews, the sixth annual Booze and Brews coming up Thursday night at Iron Spike, just $25 for the tickets, gets underway at 5 o'clock. The auction will open tomorrow online. There will be raffles, and just what a great night. And again, everything benefits Discovery Depot Children's Museum. You know, if you haven't been there, even if you don't have kids, it's a place I think that you, as an adult, should go just take a look and see what it is and see what it's all about. Because I think if somebody's never been there, they might be surprised at you know, how detailed this place is and the number of different things, activities for children, and the level of activity that you know, just the learning that the children are going to find in there.
Absolutely. And I think that a lot of our local community is often surprised by the number of visitors that we have through the museum. So when we're running in a normal year, we'll have close to 70,000 people through. Wow. And largely 60% of those are coming from outside the Knox County area. So we are a huge draw into Galesburg, which is good for our restaurants, our retail establishments. It's good for our gas stations. So we are actively marketing outside of the area to get people into Galesburg and visit and to sell our community as a place to come to and also maybe a place to even move to.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, people are coming from far and wide to come see this place. And it's like, if you haven't been there and you're local, you need to check it out. And if you do have kids or grandkids, you definitely need to get them there because it's a real, you'll have just as much fun as they will.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm always happy to give a tour to anyone as they check in at the front desk, and they'll holler up to me and I'll come down and give a tour.
Booze and Brews, 6th Annual Booze and Brews, coming up on Thursday night at Iron Spike. And again, tickets are $25 in advance. You can get them at Iron Spike, also at Discovery Depot. Anything else we need to know about that event in particular, Denise?
No, it's just a great time. And all those dollars raised at that event are from Iron Spike and G&M participating are generously given back to the museum to help support all the many programs that we're doing down there.
And again, the Mini Potpourri Pine Cones, the Growing Up Green event coming up this Saturday, Halloween Hoopla Saturday, October 30th, following up Treat Street, which will again be participating in Treat Street again. So we'll be out here giving out something. I don't know, microphones or candy or something. I don't know, something. We might just give Tyler away.
There you go.
I haven't decided yet.
Hey, that's all inclusive. So
yeah, all inclusive. There you go. So that coming up on Saturday, October 30th, and followed up with Halloween Hoopla at Discovery Depot. Anything else going on that we need to know about today?
Well, you know, as soon as we get past the Halloween holiday, Discovery Depot is hot on to Festival of Trees, which we are having at the museum. It will be back this year, and it is on Thursday, December 2nd. It's always the Thursday after Thanksgiving. So that's coming fast. I know with the warm weather, it hardly feels that we're out of summer. But we are gathering, and we have some great auction items for Festival of Trees this year. So we're hoping to see everyone back in attendance at that event.
Absolutely. So, and we'll have you back in to talk about that when that draws nearer as well. So much is always stuff going on. And again, I encourage people to check it out. If you haven't been there, get there, check it out. If you have kids or grandkids, get there and take them and check out Discovery Depot Children's Museum. If you have been there, then you know. Get back, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, Denise, as always, we appreciate your time. Again, 6th Annual Booze and Brews coming up Thursday night, benefiting Discovery Depot Children's Museum. It'll be at Iron Spike right next door to us. Tickets, $25. You can get those in advance at either Iron Spike or at Discovery Depot. Will you not know till that night if there's going to be tickets available at the door or
We will have tickets available door. We always have a good idea.
Right.
This is our 6th year.
Yeah.
So we typically have a good idea of how many people are going to come in at the door, and we planned for that. So we did that again. And different than last year, there's no capacity restrictions at Iron Spike either. So we're ready to welcome people to this event and come on out and have a good time. It's a great thing to do on a Thursday night. So
and help out a great cause.
Absolutely.
All right. Denise, always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.